This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Officials in Dublin this morning said they're not to blame for Apple paying a very low tax rate in the U.S. A U.S. Senate panel says Apple paid no tax in any country on about $30 billion in dividends by routing them through Ireland, which tries to be tax-friendly to lure multinationals. Apple's CEO will face questions on Capitol Hill this morning about Apple's tax strategies. Some big companies are very good at tax planning, but some lawmakers are fed up. Gigi Duban reports.
There are lots of ways companies can avoid paying taxes to the IRS on profits. Apple is, let's just say, pretty familiar with those. So the company is going under the microscope today. Why Apple?
They're one of the companies with the largest amount of overseas cash, given the success of the iPhone.
That's Michael Knoll, co-director at the Center for Tax Law and Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. Apple has $102 billion in offshore accounts. The company keeps a growing portion of its profits abroad, where tax rates are much lower. All of this is perfectly legal, if not arcane, says Robert Posen, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
There is a consensus that the current system does not make much sense because we're not raising a lot of revenue and we're keeping lots of money from coming to the U.S.
Apple argues that it already gave more than $6 billion to Uncle Sam last year. And the worry is more taxes would put it at a disadvantage with competitors like Samsung. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.